Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country?
Get a new 2026 Subaru Forester with 1.9% APR financing for up to 63 months.
Easy to deal with, easy to get to. Byers Airport Subaru.
By the airport!
See dealer for details. Offer ends 3/31/26.
It's a terrible misconception, Raven. Terrible!
Why? What's that?
Women spend more money than men. Nope! Not true. It's Dan on Raven.
I mean, I didn't say it. I didn't bring it up, so don't blame me.
All right, it's slightly true according to the study, but there's reasoning behind it.
I would think that there would be.
Yeah, so women typically, which makes me sick to even have the words come out of my mouth, make less money than men. So when you look at the overall how much money you're spending on what, it kind of all evens out equally.
Oh, if we're talking percentages.
Percentage-wise.
I was going to say, you know, a lot of times they're the manager of the household, too. So, I mean, they control where the spending goes.
Well, women spend more money on clothing and accessories. But men actually spend more money on transportation, so your cars, and food, which I think also makes a lot of sense to me. I think men in general are more likely to, like, when I go to a deli,
takeout,
yeah,
or whatever,
they're
right.
going to just order more stuff than if a woman goes, she's going to get directly what she needs and she's going to get out of there, you know?
Yeah, okay.
But I was looking at this and I was like, and we spend equally on entertainment, which is good to know. I was like, but what does the opposite sex spend too much money on from my point of view? Because yesterday, another box showed up on my doorstep. Now, my husband and I have this don't ask, don't tell.
Rule. Is that up to a certain amount? Is there a threshold for it? Or
not
just any
really.
Package that arrives, we're, don't ask, don't tell?
Yeah, we really don't ask questions. I think just because we both know that we're responsible somewhat.
Some more responsible than the others.
Right, but this box that he gets all the time, it's starting to get me upset because it's all lawn care stuff.
Ah, yes.
My husband has been trying to save that lawn since the moment we moved in 3 years ago. The thing is, it's garbage. Our lawn is garbage.
It's like, a hard job.
Give up.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not a landscaper, it's difficult to figure out to crack the code.
But how much magical potions of lawn things can show up on our doorstep before, how much money are we going to waste on this lawn that is never going to be green?
I mean, I'm already in for like $8,000 on mine. I've been
Come
at the house
on.
For, yeah, between the irrigation, the topsoil that was brought in, the different lawn care products. You're right. Every one of those bags that arrives, it's $65.
It's
not cheap. Every single bag.
I think that's the most expensive thing that he wastes money on is stuff for the lawn. What do you think that your wife spends too much money on?
Thinking about my wife, I would say, God, she's really frugal on stuff, so it's not clothes with her. You know, I typically force her to buy clothes and accessories. I just go, yep, you like that one? Great, we'll take two in each color because she's so against it. But I would say creams and lotions. I don't know what you girls do. There's creams and lotions everywhere in my house. Nearly in every room, they're always accessible. And from what I gather, you know, like if I go take like a half a squirt and use them on something, she's like, don't use my cream.
That's expensive. It's so expensive.
Right. And then wine glasses. She has like an array of wine glasses. It's like you're purchasing like a king's chalice or something like that. Like, I don't understand what's going on with the thing. And then not even the wine glasses. She's like a whole dish of those wine glass, like, I don't know what it is, like identifiers or whatever. So like when her and her girlfriends come
charms,
over.
Charms, the wine charms.
Wine charms, when they all get lit, you know, everybody knows whose glass is who. And then two glasses in, guess what? Nobody remembers which one is theirs anyways.
He said wine identifiers.
I don't know what it is. You know, it's like an ID bracelet for a wine glass.
The wine glasses I don't get, but I understand the lotions. Like every time my husband goes to use my night face lotion, I'm like, no,
right.
No.
Like it's $70 a bottle or something. It's crazy.
Your Lubriderm is right there.
Right. We're regulated to the Lubriderm. That's what we're allowed.
1-800-330-9999. What do you think the opposite sex spends way too much money on? You can call or text. It's Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999. What do you think the opposite sex spends too much money on? There's this misconception that women spend more money than men. Turns out it's slightly true, but the reality behind it is that women do spend more on clothing, but men spend more on cars and food. So it kind of evens itself out, right?
I like that you're so defensive on it even before we've begun that you have to put a caveat on it. You're like, it's kind of true. I have the opposite with my wife. She never spends money on anything except creams and lotions, man. There's creams and lotions everywhere in my house and they're expensive.
First wife,
couldn't trust her with the debit card. Second wife, nope, she won't spend.
Yeah, but those lotions are expensive. My husband has a problem with that, too. He's like, it was $100. He's like, it says it's 1 ounce. I go, I know. That's why you never touch it. You never, ever touch it.
That's right.
My husband spends way too much on lawn care stuff. I want him just to let the lawn die and give up because at this point.
Go with rocks.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think the opposite sex spends too much money on?
Fishing stuff. My husband is an avid fisherman. It makes me crazy.
Yeah, you know what? I have a friend who works in one of these bait and tackle shops. And when I say bait and tackle, I think of like a little corner store. This thing is like 3 stories tall and probably 40,000 square foot. You're right. Dudes spend a lot of money on fishing stuff.
Yeah, it's a very expensive sport. Those packages come to that doorstep. I know what that is.
My husband used to be a golfer. I mean, he still is a golfer, but he doesn't have as much time as he used to.
Right.
And I remember every time I would see one of those clubs show up.
Oh, you know, it's big bucks.
Oh, I was like, how much was that? Like, are you kidding me? Are you serious right now? Yeah,
yeah.
I hear you.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What does the opposite sex spend too much money on?
My husband spends way too much money on his shoes.
Really? He's a shoe guy? But, you know, shoes, they say, is like a mark of success and, like, it makes a good impression and stuff. So it's not a terrible investment,
right?
You
didn't hear what she said. He's a sneakerhead. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. So, but do you believe the whole hype around the sneaker thing where they're going to be worth money one day and they're going to be collectibles?
I don't know. He tries to convince me all the time because he, like, sees things pop up. But I think that's going to be a trend that dies down pretty quick.
I don't know, man. These guys, the sneaker thing is a real thing.
Yeah, but how much are they actually going to be worth? Like, when you look at, like, the original Michael Jordan, the Air Jordan.
Yeah,
and all
the
that.
Big money. I know, like, but one of my friend's kids resold it. He's a sneakerhead. He buys them and resells them.
I have a hard time with this. I just don't understand how sneakers can hold value. But then again, who knows? I guess.
Right.
Yeah. My husband spends a lot of money on his shoes, too, but it's just because he likes nice shoes. It's weird. It's a weird thing to me.
Well, frankly, he should be buying something that appreciates better.
Sneakers.
Like some Nikes.
All right. 1-800-330-9999. What do you think the opposite sex spends just way too much money on? It's coming up with Anna and Raven. There's a misconception that women spend more money than men, but they did a study and they realized it's almost pretty even. Very close. Women spend more money on clothing, but men spend more money on food. So it kind of evens out, right? It's Anna and Raven. What do you think the opposite sex spends way too much money on? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
The average man would waste money on gadgets.
We do like gadgets. I'm not going to lie. Every time we come up with a new area of the house that we're going to be hanging out in, I immediately demand that we put in a stereo and a television there. Immediately.
Definitely.
I have a television everywhere. I'm also building an arcade in my basement, but nobody's judging.
It's Anna and Raven. You're a grown man. What do you think the opposite sex spends too much money on?
My wife spent $11,000 on special facials for 2 years.
Oh, but so it's important.
Look at you.
No, but it's important to have good facials. Otherwise, you're going to lose it's your face.
$11,000?
Look at this. $11,000?
I've had one facial in my life, and it was in high school. Okay? Oh. And look at my face. It's still here. I still have it.
But you guys don't get it. Like, listen, that's a lot of money. My husband would definitely not be happy about that. But it's hard when it's your face because it's all you got. You know? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What does the opposite sex spend too much money on?
Hi, men, they spend too much money on their cars, like to shine their wheels, to shine the car. They spend so much.
I'm the type that everything that my car has, it has to come with the car or else I won't buy it anymore.
Yeah, but a lot of guys do that. They buy all these accessories and these extra things.
Yeah.
And I don't understand it myself. It's like they gave you a perfectly good car. Why do you want to put more stuff on it?
Right, it drives.
I get it if they go into like a car show. But these men, they just spend it just to show off.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What does the opposite sex spend too much money on?
My wife spends way too much on decorative spoons.
Spoons?
Yeah.
I don't understand why.
They're hanging up around the apartment.
Oh, yeah. I've seen this.
She collects them.
My grandmother had the spoons and the tea plates.
Just the spoons. I mean, I think she got them from her grandmother and it's just been passed on, so she felt she needed to carry it on. But it's a lot.
My mom collects the Yadro statues. And now I collect Yadro statues because she collects Yadro statues.
Who's so Yadro?
Yadro is he's a...
Like a dude?
Yeah, he's a guy that makes statues.
Right. What are the statues of?
They're beautiful. They're like pastels, and there's, you know, they're people. The ones I have are all people, and they're just different things. So I have, like, when I got married, I got the wedding one, and the anniversary, I got the anniversary
one.
How
large are these statues that are in your house?
They range in size from small, like, what are these to call? These sell them at Hallmark. What are they called? The
figurines.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So they used to range like in that size up to like a foot and a half, 2 feet. They have big ones too, but those are like tens of thousands of dollars.
What is your biggest whatever it is.
Yadro.
Your Yadro.
I have...
Your largest measuring Yadro.
Well, my wedding one and my anniversary one are probably about a foot and a half each.
Wow.
Yeah, but they were...
You're doing all right. I mean, like, if the recession comes back in, right, they shut the lights off, you can live off a Yadro for at least 4 weeks. You take it to the pawn shop.
I bought my mom one when I was in Vegas. I had no intention of spending this much money, but I went... He was there. Yadro.
He was in person.
He was there in person.
Not like... I thought he was like a figurehead that you would never see.
No, Yadro was there. And I waited in line.
Signing autographs next to Mike Tyson.
He was signing the statues.
At the mall.
Yeah, I spent $350 to buy a little tiny, like, Las Vegas one so I could have Yadro sign it for her.
Oh, the house always wins. Yeah. The house always wins in Vegas. Yeah.